Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You want to see Loco?
Patrick out of the shotgun, back to throw, blitz coming, gets it off, flips it downfield, and is caught by Devontae Parker. Did he stay in bounds? If so, it's a touchdown.
What a catch by Devontae Parker. Jumps up, man-to-man coverage, stays in bounds and runs it in for a touchdown.
Devontae's a really talented player. You know, I believe in Devontae Parker, and he really came through today.
It's fourth and goal. Looks like they're bringing Sanders out.
Fake.
They're going to fake this thing. The Dolphins have players spread all over the field. Five to the left, four to the right. They run it. They throw a touchdown. Unbelievable. It was Sanders.
Bad Hawk.
Hawk threw it. I've never seen that before.
So they called the play and everything just happened so fast. I mean, I got set outside and they gave us the look we were looking for. Yeah, and I knew this ball was going to be snapped. And right when he said set, I was like, all right, it's on. Let's go.
It's awesome, you know. It's not something you get to see every day. It's not something you get to practice every day and stuff like that. So whenever it's something called like that, you just hope it works out how you practice it and how it's drawn up, and it did.
Before Laird and Cox offset eye. They give it to Laird up the middle, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Miami.
Wow.
Boy, Patrick Laird doing it all, man. Doing it all. This is the
rhythm of the night. Going for the Hail Mary. Throwing to the end zone. It's up, and it is intercepted.
How about that?
And the Dolphins win it 37-31 over the Philadelphia Eagles here at Hard Rock Stadium.
All right. Extremo, 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 extremo. Ritmo.
Oh, we got a good one planned for you this afternoon.
All right.
All right. We are live at Twin Peaks in Davie. We've been off for a while, and we are back, and there is a ton to get to this hour, brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So Crowder and I are going to be out at Twin Peaks in Davie till 6 o'clock tonight. We have a loaded potato for you, as we do on every Monday, but here are some of the things that I want to cover today, and I don't know if we're going to have time to cover them all. Obviously, the Dolphins, and I tweeted this yesterday. Is it possible to fall in love with a 2-9 team that is in the midst of, you know, quote-unquote tanking? Because I find myself falling in love with Brian Flores and just the entire team. There was something magical yesterday. Now, I think part of it has to do with the fact that I hate Philadelphia. My wife's from Philly. Her family's from Philly. I hate everything about that city.
Well, why? Don't bring your wife and family up. Like, bring up something else.
There's a few good things from Philly. I'm glad you brought that up. Wawa and Rita's Water Ice.
And your wife and
I'm
her
sorry,
family.
Huh? I'm sorry, what? So, obviously, we have to talk about the Dolphins. Brian Flores, by the way, has his Monday press conference scheduled for 2:30, which usually means 2:25 with him. And so we will air that live as we do every week. The Miami Hurricanes. Now I'm falling out of love with them. I don't even know where to begin, but we'll get there. We'll get there.
You can go to therapy. Y'all got to talk through this.
The Miami Heat, falling in love with them.
Yeah.
I mean,
they've been in love, though.
They are fun. Well, they were like they were a relationship to me that had gotten a little stagnant. They were the relationship that kept telling me, "Yeah, but you know when I'm good, I'm so great." So and it was like, okay, but you know, when are you going to make meatloaf again? You know, like, I'm tired of the stories about how you used to make great meatloaf. Now they're making meatloaf.
Yes, I'm with you.
The New England Patriots, are they teetering?
At 10-2?
That's the weird thing about it.
Yeah.
They're 10-2, but they feel like they're vulnerable.
Yeah. No, listen, watching the game last night.
Tom Brady doesn't have the weapons that he once had.
And he's not the Tom Brady I played.
Correct.
Yeah, he has to have a perfect situation.
Nick Saban had a meltdown on Saturday. He said Auburn's play call at the end was unfair. He called
he didn't Auburn. Say that.
He did. He said his opening salvo in the press conference, what Auburn did was unfair because they trotted out the punter, or you know what I mean? But they didn't line him up in the punt formation, and he got them confused. And he said that needs to be taken into account when they called him for 12 men on the field. All that, called it unfair. Poor Nick Saban.
Oh, Nick, don't do that to me.
Cleveland Browns, I find them fascinating still. We obviously want Pittsburgh to lose as much possible, but whatever, Cleveland Browns are still not good. And then we had an incredible gambling cover on Saturday that we had Notre Dame minus 17, and they were up by 14 with less than a minute to play, and who had the ball? Who were they playing, Notre Dame? I'm drawing a total blank.
I watched almost the entire
Notre Dame game. But anyway, they sacked the quarterback in the end zone, and it was a strip sack, and they fell on the ball, and we ended up covering. And Crowder saved our gambling consortium yesterday with a Carson Wentz over 252 yards.
And that was close.
And that was the only winner that we had yesterday. So we got a lot of stuff to get to. The Dolphins really, they were fun yesterday. I didn't worry about the tank. Mm-hmm. I didn't worry about, are you dropping out of a great draft pick? I didn't worry about anything. I just enjoyed the game. They were down 10-0, and it was like, okay, I mean, that's what's expected. Mm-hmm. And then they come roaring back, and Ryan Fitzpatrick's having fun, and Devontae Parker is bringing down anything that's thrown in his direction.
Yeah, he went crazy.
I mean, it was just enjoyable.
When your punter throws a touchdown to your kicker, I'm on your side for the remainder of the game.
I mean,
I don't give a damn what's going on.
That's creative.
But that's what Flores is. Flores is not on. If y'all haven't figured it out yet, Hawk, Flores isn't on this crap that we're talking about.
Yep.
Flores doesn't hear tank. He doesn't hear, how high are we going to be? The draft equity. Flores is preparing for each game to end that game with more points than the other team. That's all he's doing.
Stanford. That's who Notre Dame was playing, Stanford. A bunch of people texting in already with who the Sat Your Ass Down is for this Monday. We will get to that radio game show maybe in the 4 o'clock hour. That's what the plans are today, 4 o'clock hour. And speaking of Sat Your Ass Down, that all started with Dion Waiters.
Yeah.
And now he's apologized. Seems to have, you know, they've put a nice little bow on it. He's still inactive. But they've put a nice bow on it, so we'll get to Sat Your Ass Down later.
If I come
today
to the show and hit the pipe, all I got to do is say sorry?
I think, no, you got to sit out 10 shows.
Oh, okay, okay.
You got to show up for that 11th show in shape, looking serious.
Because the story
and
with
then Dion, say you're sorry.
The story with Dion's like, what, y'all are amazed? He just said sorry.
Right, he said he's sorry.
Hey, I guarantee he said sorry when he was high on them gummy bears.
Well, because he needed to sat his ass down.
That good stuff brings emotion out of you, I've heard.
So we've got a ton of stuff to get to. We really do, just a ton of stuff to get to. Let's get headlines first, though, with Alejandro Solana, and we'll move on.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
It's a good start by me.
What were you doing?
You weren't ready?
No, I guess the next event button doesn't work in our studio.
Well, listen, you covered it well.
Nah, he's blaming somebody else.
Miami Dolphins improved to 3-9, 37-31 over the Philadelphia Eagles, coming up at 2:30. Brian Flores will speak to the media live, and the Hockman and Crowder show will carry it live.
Indeed.
By the way, guys, the fake field goal made the Dolphins elevator.
Yes, I saw that. Devontae Parker made another elevator, too.
They need to add as many elevators in that building as possible.
How could Patrick Laird not be on an elevator?
I know it's the same one, right?
Well, the
picture that Jason Jenkins sends out, they don't do – like, the Miracle of Miami is not on the elevator still in the stadium.
No, they redo the thing every week.
Yeah,
but there's
yeah.
two elevators there, obviously, that they're papering because one of them was a Devontae Parker grab because Jason Jenkins tweeted out two of them, and one of them was Matt Hawk throwing the ball to Jason Sanders.
The best part of that play was him running away from the defense.
It was so great, man.
Oh, these big muffs.
That is exactly how I would throw a ball, right? Throwing a ball, moving backwards, and flinging it as if it was a grenade. It was so great.
Hot potato.
What else you got, Solana?
UM ends their season 6-6, at least their regular season. They fell to Duke 27-17 over the weekend. FIU also ends their regular season 6-6. They fell to Marshall in overtime, 30-27.
I'm going to get to my take on UM in a moment. We'll get there. So, I mean, obviously, we're going to talk a lot of UM today, and John Michaels will join us. But, man, they were two games away from having a completely different narrative on this season.
Yeah.
And the two wins that they needed to make the narrative, wow, did they put it together? Wow, did Manny Diaz do a great job? Wow, is Jaren Williams the next great thing? The two victories needed to do that were against FIU and Duke.
Mm-hmm.
If that happens, if they beat two teams that are much less talented than they are, if they beat those two teams, it's all about the field goal kicking game cost us a couple games at the beginning of the season. Manny Diaz knows what he's doing. They got the right coach. They got the right quarterback. Two wins, FIU and Duke. That's how close they were to having a completely different narrative than what ends up being a disastrous season.
You're 100% correct, because that's 8-4. Oh, you could have beat Florida. You could have beat North Carolina. That's a double-digit win season.
And won what, 4 or 5 in a row at the end?
Like,
you know what I mean? Like, two wins. And it's not like – I was talking with Adrian before the show. Like, it's not like they needed to beat Alabama at the end of the season. They needed to beat Louisville at the end. Like, it was – FIU and Duke. That's crazy.
And that's how y'all need to question Manny Diaz.
Yeah.
Because that could have been a, hey, you righted the ship. Florida State, Louisville. Oh. Jaren Williams set in a record 6 touchdown passes against Louisville, and then he comes back and looks terrible again. Yeah, I'm
that
with you.
That close.
I'm with you. Manny, and I heard him today with Joe and Zach, and he's speaking the way he's supposed to speak. Yes, you let that team down, and you need to figure this out, man.
So we will talk about that. What else you got, Solana?
The Heat improved to 14-5. They beat Brooklyn. They're making meatloaf. They continue tomorrow in Toronto. They'll face the Raptors at 7:30, followed by a back-to-back the second night in Boston before the Heat return home on Friday.
When's Deion playing?
Well, I don't know.
Never. I don't want to see him go off. No, man, I saw him in the layup line. He'll be out there soon.
I saw him in the layup line. What else, Solana?
We'll return to the NFL. We do have some Monday Night Football action, but before that, the Texans beat the Patriots 28-22. The Bengals beat the Jets 22-6. Gase lost to the 0-7 Dolphins and now the 0-11 Cincinnati Bengals.
And I think we've got the Jets on Sunday, right? This
yes.
is Jets week again?
Yes,
oh,
Jets
oh.
week.
Break out the Manish Mehta. Break it out. Break it out, Solana. Break it out. Let's go. What else you got?
The Ravens are the new favorites to win the Super Bowl, according to Caesars Sportsbook.
The Ravens. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
It does.
That makes sense to me.
Beat the Niners.
And those Niners are no pushover either.
And I didn't believe in them either, and they are for real as well. That Ravens team is tough. They are so multidimensional.
That might be the Super Bowl preview
yep,
right there.
I think it might be.
Because that was a hell of a game.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, Monday Night Football. It's the Vikings 8-3 at Seattle, who are 9-2. Also tonight, Canes Hoops at Illinois. 7 p.m. on our sister station, 560 The Joe, WQAM. And finally, guys, The Simpsons renewed for its 31st and 32nd season.
Wow.
This will not be the show's last year.
Wow. Can you get the sound? Joe Zagak, you mentioned that they're in Illinois. Can you get the sound? I think I may have I think I may have texted it to you guys.
Yes, you did.
Joe Zagacki, just get it at some point during the show. He's like, you know, he's on the tarmac in Illinois. They've landed, and he's just like, it's cold here, whatever. I want to turn it into my ringtone, and I want to see if everybody agrees with me. It is perfect Joe Zagacki voice, right?
Yes, it is.
Just imagine someone's calling you, and you just hear, it is cold here in Illinois. It is cold here in Illinois. I don't, whatever he says. All right, anything else, Solana? Do you do weather here or no?
Y'all leave Joe alone. Joe doesn't like to play these games
man,
with Joe.
You know Joe could not have had fun the last two games.
No.
Those Hurricanes games, man. Anything else, Solana? Do you do weather here?
Yeah, I do weather really quickly. Local hour weather tonight, guys. The low in South Florida is going to drop in some parts to the 40s, the high 40s.
Woo.
Most of South Florida will experience the low 50s tonight. Right now, it is not raining, but there is a 30% chance of rain until 6 p.m. This weather report was brought to you by Comcast Business, helping businesses big and small go beyond the expected to do the extraordinary, because beyond a simple transaction, there is making a customer for life. Comcast Business, beyond fast, take your business beyond at comcastbusiness.com.
I know you gave a little pause there. You thought we might jump on business.
Yes.
But
nah,
we didn't.
I
we
think
got
that was
nothing
a,
but love
think
on
that,
a Monday.
I think that was a mistake in the access. I said it correctly.
Business. all right, let's take a quick break here because Brian Flores is going to speak to the media around 2:25, 2:30, and we want to carry that live. Got a lot to cover today.
Boaters like me, you know the hassle of trying to keep that boat looking right. Find a place to keep your boat looking good all the time, but you don't want to break the bank. And I'm telling you, those sailfish are coming in right now. So boaters, get out on that water and catch a couple. And if the boat has anything wrong, any dink, any scratch, anything breaks, you have to go to Marty at R&M Marine Supply. That's the solution for you. Save money and keep your boat looking great. R&M carries every paint, pigment, gel coat with or without wax, bottom paint, all sort of interior and exterior waxes. They got it all. But the best part, I just said his name, the knowledge and experience that Marty has. He is an expert at fixing boats. He's an expert. He's, like I say, I call him my uncle. He's my Uncle Marty. And every time something goes wrong with my boat, listen here, I take a picture of anything wrong with my boat. I send it to Marty. By the time I get down to the shop, he has a box ready for me with everything I need to fix it and step-by-step instruction on how to do it. Marty is a lifesaver for all boat owners. They carry fiberglass products and all the wash and wax cleaners you need. If you're looking for that knowledge to handle any boat maintenance projects, you got to keep your boat looking tip-top shape. Go to R&M Marine Supply. They're located at 3350 Northwest South River Drive in Miami. It's right by the Miami International Airport. Give Marty a call. I'm telling you, that's my Uncle Marty. Now, he's going to watch out for you. I'm going to tell him to watch out for y'all. Give him a call at 305-634-6767. He will walk you through any project step by step to keep that boat looking great. 305-634-6767, or visit him on Facebook and online at rnmmarinesupply.com. For everything to keep your boat looking great, visit R&M Marine Supply.
Today is Channing Crowder's birthday, everybody.
We don't do that.
That
light-skinned wonder.
Light-skinned wonder.
We don't do that.
Is celebrating a birthday.
Congratulate my mom and dad. They did all the work.
Channing celebrating a birthday.
I'm not celebrating. It
happy
is my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
From me and LeBron.
I don't like
happy
it.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
I hate LeBron.
Happy birthday to you. All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll come right back after this.
Uh-oh.
You want to see Loco?
No sleep till.
Live from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, it's the NBA with the Brooklyn Nets playing host to your Miami Heat. Nunn, he'll stop, pull up, hand it off. Myers Leonard under the basket, bam there, bam, fouled, and got it to go. Beautiful play by Myers Leonard. Dragic comes back, three ball good. Goran Dragic on fire, 45-44. Dragic now 3-for-4 from downtown, and the Heat up by one.
You know, he kept us afloat, and he was sensational in that first half. But that's what all-star talents do.
Three ball. Got it from downtown. Oh, feeling it now. Who else but Myers Leonard? He's hit three threes in the Heat, leading by one.
It's about time Myers started shooting the ball.
Thank you.
You know, that's my message to him before the game started. I needed him to use his talent, his talented shooting threes.
and I needed that talent for him, and he delivered tonight, and I'm proud of him.
Jimmy Butler, three in the clock. Butler's going to drive. Butler, step back three, tough one. At the buzzer, Jimmy Butler nails it. Wow. His first tray of the afternoon, the Heat pull within three.
I know whenever, you know, the fourth quarter rolls around, it may be my time to take some good shots, some bad shots, get to the line. But I think that my teammates, my coaches, my organization, they have a lot of trust in me to be able to do that. So hopefully it never comes down to that. But when it does, I got to be able to pull through for my guys.
That's the ball game. Miami comes from behind and shocks the Nets here in Brooklyn. Oh, it looked so grim for the Heat. Miami comes away with a big 109-106 victory here in Brooklyn.
We have a lot of talented guys. That's the thing. You know, I'll be honest. Let's call for what it is. I've seen a lot of tweets about, well, now they got all their guys back. How are they going to handle this? How are, you know, guys going to be able to play a role? We have unselfish guys in this locker room. So when I stayed in the game, Bam understood. You know, I impact the game a little bit more. Spo decides it's time for me to come out. I'm happy for Bam. That's just the way it's supposed to be. You know, that's winning basketball. So, you know, this is a huge win. And I'm just thankful to be a part of it. Thankful my teammates and this staff believes in me and ready to rock and roll and get on to Toronto.
Back live at Twin Peaks and Davey. We'll celebrate our Heat today a little bit as well. Brian Flores is going to address the media momentarily. We're going to get to our abbreviated version of 15 minutes of Heat here in a moment.
There's a reason patients count on Cleveland Clinic Florida as their go-to for care. Access to their top-ranked care, including the primary care, with everyday, same-day appointments. Express Care Online, see a provider live from your favorite device. Express Care, ready to help you feel better in no time, and the emergency department, providing high-quality emergency care for very sick and injured patients. That's why they were voted number one in South Florida. You got to go see for yourself in person or online. Make sure to make us your go-to for care. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/where-to-go.
15 minutes of Heat today brought to you by BrandSmart USA. Buying the BrandSmart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selection of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandSmart USA store today. 15 minutes of Heat. It'll be an abbreviated version because, again, Brian Flores is going to address the assembled media momentarily, and we will air it here live. Heat beat Brooklyn yesterday. They're in Toronto tomorrow. Mm. They are 14-5. They're 8-0 at home. Deion Waiters has apologized to the team. He's come back in good shape, says Eric Spoelstra. And just listening to the montage that Solana put together there, they're having fun. And yeah. And to me, when a player can acknowledge, hey, if I'm hot, I'm going to stay out on the floor. If I'm not hot, then I won't be out there. Bam will be out there. Like, it just seems to be clicking right now for the Miami Heat. I'm not going to question it. I'm not going to wonder if it can sustain or not. I'm just going to enjoy it while it lasts because it really has been fun.
It can sustain. Like what Myers Leonard just said is not normal professional athlete thought.
Right.
Like, oh, if my band wants to go in, I'm happy for him. Like, and that's what Dragic did. Dragic is coming off the bench.
Yep.
After being he's an all-star. He has all-star on his resume, and he's coming off the bench. That's why Deion, and I think J.J. had a little struggles early, but if they can continue that thought process where you trust in Spo, you always get to it with Whiteside.
Yep.
Addition with subtraction, where he caused so much damn problems in that locker room that now Bam's not getting his right work. The other bigs aren't getting their right work. If Myers Leonard and the rest of the team honestly feel the way Myers does, I think it continue.
Oh, my God.
But
I mean,
sooner or later.
Such a breath of fresh air.
Doesn't somebody have to get selfish a little
bit? Well, that's why I say whether it can sustain or not, because I don't necessarily mean just the play. You know, we've seen it before on who was it? Was it Jarvis's first game in Cleveland last season where they won – and his numbers were – I'm trying to think of, like, you know,
yeah,
like that happens.
Yes.
That happens on a season. So
Jarvis used to do that down here.
Right. So you have plenty of examples in professional sports where things are going great, but someone's numbers aren't as gaudy as they want them to be. And, things can happen. Solana, you think this can sustain throughout the season?
Yeah, I think, if anything, it can get better.
that's possible
what
too.
Now.
That is possible too. Mm. Where it really where they just have each other's backs, and this could all be a Jimmy Butler thing. Jimmy Butler might finally have the team that he always wanted to have, right? Jimmy Butler has always wanted to be this guy. I control the locker room. I control the tenor of the locker room. When I'm doing the post-game interview with Jax, you're all going to defer to me, even though it's joking. And they tried to do that in Chicago a little bit, him and D-Wade,
yeah.
And they lost
Rondo,
to Rajon Rondo.
Rondo they lost. Mutiny against
right.
them.
And yes. they lost.
Yeah.
And they literally lost.
Yes.
Like, it was me and D-Wade. D-Wade has dubbed me the guy, and it was like, no, we're all with Rondo on this one. So I think this might be a an outcome of Jimmy Butler getting what he wants. But it is really fun to watch and be a Heat fan right now.
And isn't it the young guys, like a Duncan Robinson, who goes off and damn near sets a Heat three-point record, and then he comes back and shoots. You know, he did struggle. He was 0 for 4 in his first four shots, and then they pulled him back. Like that fast in a game where, man, I just hit 8 threes. Y'all, let me get going. Let me warm up. But a young guy would be happy with that. And that's what it might be, is that we have a bunch of young guys, bunch of, young players that just are happy to be on a team with success where they're not worried about the number.
Right. Like you're seeing – if you see a Kendrick Nunn and Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson, and they're following the lead of Jimmy Butler, Goran Dragic, like you say, supremely unselfish
yeah.
for agreeing to come off the bench and be the sixth man, like – if they're following that lead, it all bodes well. So
I hope it's fear.
Fear of
Jimmy. I hope Jimmy let them know. If y'all start complaining, I'm going to punch you in the eye.
Right. Like, if you get out of line, this is my team.
Yeah.
Pat Riley has told you this is my team. Eric Spoelstra has told you this is my team. And if you think they're bleeping, try me.
Yeah, I hope it is that way, because, like, the fluffy, happy for everybody stuff, the Myers Leonard quote is beautiful. But that wears down after a while. Fear doesn't wear down. That's why I had great grades in school, because the fear of my mom.
Well, I would say this about Jimmy Butler, too. You know, certain guys, certain teachers, certain bosses, you know they're BSing. Other ones you know are serious.
Yes.
Right? You know it, I'm sure, from coaches, too. Certain coaches you could bleep around.
Mm-hmm.
Other coaches you knew they were serious every word they said. Jimmy Butler does not want to be your friend.
Nope.
You know he does. He has no interest in being your friend. Jimmy Butler has an interest in winning basketball games.
Yep.
Jimmy Butler has an interest in having home court advantage for at least a series in the playoffs. Like, he doesn't make any bones about it.
And that's the one thing that I do appreciate from LeBron. People that don't know, I'm not a fan of LeBron. He has fear on teams he plays on. Where if you act up, LeBron is going to talk to wherever he can to get your minutes lowered or you benched. Because
he traded Dwayne Wade. That's his best friend.
We've never rode a banana boat together. We see each other every day.
Right.
He got Dwayne Wade traded. That's one thing I do respect out of LeBron. He runs a tight ship. And I think Jimmy came in. It was the first time since the Big Three broke up that there's somebody in that locker room that runs a tight ship.
All right, Brian Flores, head coach of the Dolphins, is beginning to speak. Let's listen in.
Manuel's technique. He obviously took to it and worked hard like a lot of guys. And he's done a good job, and he's played well the last few weeks.
Do you think his breakout season is simply a function of him staying healthy, or is it a little bit of that?
I think it's a little bit of everything. It's health, it's maturity, it's experience. But it's him. It's Devontae. I mean, he's worked extremely hard. Very important to him. Football's very important to him. He's a guy who puts the team first, and we're really happy with, you know, the way he's played and games, but, you know, also how he kind of how he interacts with the team, and how on a day-to-day basis he's really shown a professional approach to how to do this.
Carl's role in that. Do you think he's connected with Devontae in a special way?
Well, Carl does a great job. He's done a great job, you know, coaching that position and other positions, you know, for a number of years. He's a really good coach. He's smart. He's diligent. He expects a lot from that group, and really, you know, Carl's, you know, a very, very fine coach, and, you know, we're lucky to have him.
How would you describe what's happened with the two of them as far as the way they've connected and Carl
I think Carl connects to each one of his players, and I think I think they respect him. They want to play, you know, hard for him. They know that he has a standard, a high standard for those guys, from a alignment, assignment, technique, fundamentals, communication, blocking. You know, he's got a very high standard, and you know, they're trying to play to that standard. So they're doing a good job, and he's done a great job.
I want to ask you about. Over the years, I know you inherited him, but there had been concerns, criticism, comments about his professionalism and doing what it takes to be a pro. Now he says he's doing acupuncture, massages every week, hydration. When do players generally get that level of preparation as part of the game?
I mean, it's something that they need to be taught, I would say. Not to say that he wasn't taught that. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I think that's part of, you know, coaching. But also, it's up to the player. I mean, you know, when you're 22 years old and, you know, you're just coming in the league and it's the first time you've ever had any money and it's the first time, you know, you're dealing with, you know, playing in this league and it's a long season, you know, some of those things that, you're talking about acupuncture, massages, and hydration. You know, they kind of fall by the wayside. And as you get older in this league, you understand that those things are very important and that everything you do counts. I think there's a level of maturity that, you know, if we can get guys to mature as quickly as possible, that's the goal for, you know, each staff on every team. And, you know, I think he's – like I wasn't here, you know, with him prior to this, so my dealings with Devontae have been very good, and I think he's, you know, really taken a professional approach, and he's done a very good job.
I know you like to tune out the outside noise. I wanted to ask a question, however, about earlier
outside
in the season.
Noise.
A bit of outside noise. There are some prominent voices in the football community: Steve Young, Dominic Foxworth, Louis Riddick, who had some not just strong criticism of this franchise, but personal, it seemed like. Words like morally reprehensible about what the Dolphins were doing. Obviously, you guys have proved them foolish, wrong, all of those things with how you played over the last month and a half. Did you hear that criticism at the time? And when people of that caliber, it's not just like talking heads on TV, these are, you know, real established people in the National Football League, said that. Did it hurt you at the time? And what do you think now after proving them wrong?
I just focus on the things that, you know, I can control. And my focus is on the guys in that locker room, the people within this organization. I really try to tune out all the noise. That's why I don't have any social media or I don't watch much television. And I watch tape, you know, of our next opponent. I watch our practice film, and I try to leave it right there. So, you know, a lot of the things you're referencing, I don't know very much about. I don't really take... you know, doesn't really, I don't know much about it. And, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what anyone else says. All that matters is, you know, our approach, our process, the things, you know, we want to get accomplished in this building. And that's really all that matters.
Let me ask you this way then. There's teams want to be a place where free agents want to come to, obviously. They want to create a culture and have a stability and all that free agency as a destination. Do you think how you guys have played over the last month and a half, 2 months, has made this a more desirable place that you can grow your program?
Free agency is so far from my mind. I'm really kind of, look, we made the corrections from, or trying to make the corrections from yesterday. We're, you know, going to move on to the Jets here in the next couple hours. I mean, that's just... that's way too far out into the, you know, distance for me. I think, look, if we're gonna be a tough, smart, disciplined team, we're gonna work hard. We're gonna give great effort. We're gonna compete. If that's the type of player you are, or that's the type of you know, person you are, then this is the right place for you. if it's not, it's not the right place for you. So, you know, if that's attractive, then great. But that's the way it is, and I don't think we're not going to change.
The guys in the locker room about you, the first thing they always say is consistency. Same thing every day. When you hear that and players have picked that up from you, what does that mean? And, you know, how do you want that value implemented?
Well, I think in this league, you know, consistency is, you know, so important. And I think if they, hopefully, if they see consistency from me, then they know how important it is for them to be consistent as well. So, it's, look, again, I've said this before. You've got guys in this league who can, if you're in this league, that means you can, you have talent. You can make a play, but can you consistently make those plays, consistently block, consistently tackle, consistently do your job, communicate? And, you know, if this team is a reflection of me, I try to be consistent on a day-to-day basis. So hopefully that works.
I know you're still in it, but how have you kind of dealt with this season, everything up to now personally, and how does this kind of compare to maybe other seasons in your coaching career?
I mean, I just, you know, take a day-to-day approach and try to, you know, improve and get better on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, up, down, you know, highs, lows, I just try to stay, you know, pretty even. And that's always been my approach, and I don't think that'll change. But it's been a fun year, I'll say that.
I want to get your update on Cade Lodge, who we saw get carted off with the leg injury, and also how prepared are the rookie running backs Laird and Gaskins to carry the workload the rest of the way?
Well, Kalen, we're still kind of going through the evaluation process with him. He did get dinged yesterday. We'll see how that progresses over the course of the week. No official word on that. As far as the Miles and Patrick and DeLance, I think the three of them, you know, Miles and Patrick, you know, obviously we got DeLance a few weeks ago, but those two have, you know, their work ethic is very good. They're in early on the off days, and they're lifting, they're running, they're in there, you know, preparing for the next opponent, and they've prepared as if they were starting for the entire year. So from that standpoint, they've done a really good job, and I think they'll be ready to go, you know, both guys. So as far as, you know, kind of carrying the load or splitting the load or however we're going to handle that, if that's the situation, I'm confident those two will be able to get that done. DeLance as well, you know, if he's got to step in there and play a little bit more, you know, we're confident he can do that as well. So, but again, it's a great opportunity if that's the case for those guys. And, you know, life is about taking advantage of opportunities. So,
Ryan, what is it that you guys saw from DeLance that said, hey, let's go get him from the Ravens practice squad?
You know, we saw a speed, a physical player, a guy who can play in a kicking game, which, you know, you always want an offensive, a running back or, you know, receiver, tight end. You know, you need those guys to play in the kicking game just to give us depth at those positions. He's a smart kid. He's hardworking. He's tough. So we like those things about him.
Brian, can you talk about the job Eric Rowe did on Zach Ertz in the game and how much of an influence you feel that had on the game?
Yeah, I thought Eric played well. Tough matchup. We know, you know, Ertz is very, very good player. You know, he's one of the top, if not the top, tight end in the league. So, I thought Eric did a good job, and I thought collectively as a team, we tried to hit him and disrupt him as much as possible. And Eric played a big role in that. And, look, he's a good player, so he made a few catches, but we were able to limit him. So that was one of our goals, and we accomplished that.
It's been a fun year. How so? Because people on the outside might be surprised to hear you say that.
I mean, I enjoy coaching this team. You know, we got a group of guys who really work hard. I've been impressed by how, you know, they've dealt with the adversity, and they keep coming back. They keep fighting. They keep practicing. They continue to work, and you know, I'm proud of this team. And you know, we've improved and gotten better, and I think that's the goal. You know, in coaching, as your as a teacher, as an educator, you want your pupils, your students to get better. I think we've seen that, and I think there's look, this season's not over. We still have more time to improve and get better, and we're going to try to take advantage of that.
Most teams break up the season in four quarters. I'm assuming you do as well. What is the goal for the final quarter of the season in terms of what you want to achieve?
We want to improve. We want to get better. I want to improve individually. I want our players to improve individually. I want our coaches to improve individually. You know, I'm going to try to improve individually, and if we all do that, you know, then collectively as a team, we'll get better. There's different areas that we can all get better in. You know, we can go down the line, you know, third down, red area, 2-minute, run game, run defense, drop back passing, play action passing, RPO. I mean, we can go down a list of things we can get better at, and we'll try to get better at them all. And I think if we can do that, then, you know, that will only help us, you know, down the road. So just overall improvement in every area, and just continue to stay the course with, you know, the way we've done things. I think when you get towards the end of the year and, you know, you get the holidays and, you know, it's you know, you need a lot of mental toughness to continue to just fight and improve to get better. So that's something we'll talk about a lot.
With Julian Davenport, I know he got hurt in the game, but he seems to be giving up a lot of pressures. Is that something that can be addressed, or is it just a game-by-game situation?
I think, you know, he struggled early. I thought he got better as the game went on. I thought the entire line got better as the game went on. That's a good front we were playing against. A very good front. So, but look, we're going to play against a good front every week. I think Julian knows that he's got to improve, get better. From a technique standpoint, from really across the board, you know, he's got to play better. He knows that. And he's going to practice and try to improve and get better. And, you know, that's part of the ups and downs of playing in this league, you know. But, you know, that was a good front.
I've seen examples of your team using the adversity you've talked about, or maybe even some of the outside noise to fuel them in individual or team, you know, ways.
I mean, I can't speak to everyone's individual motivation. I think that's different for each one of us. To me, in this league, you know, if your only motivation is what everyone else is, then you're probably not going to be here that long. I think you've got to have an internal, an internal motivation that's just an internal drive, a constant chip on your shoulder, so that, you know, you can go out there to prepare and go through each week with the intent to play well and obviously be the best version of yourself that you can be. I think our guys take that approach. I know I try to take that approach, and I think if we do that, we'll continue to improve.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Brian Flores, his Monday press conference. Nothing revelatory. It's nice. No. Nice to have three wins under your belt, and you can walk in with a little bit of swagger when you knock off Philadelphia, and you do it in a fun fashion like they did it yesterday. So there you go. Yeah. Feel good for Brian Flores. I really do. I've enjoyed him, and I really think they're onto something special here.
Now, I was going to say, the only person that's been critical of Brian Flores, we heard him in that thing right there, was Omar Kelly saying, like, don't get caught up in it.
I think Saffid, too. I think both Sun Sentinel writers are – like, Omar had a weird take, I thought, after the game yesterday, which was, stop anointing a coach that won 3 games out of 12. Like,
you got to put context to it.
Absolutely.
You really do. And yesterday impressed the hell out of me. I'm not going to lie.
It had to. Any Dolphins fan had to be impressed by what they saw. You had to feel good about the future. Yeah. Imagine if he had actual talent on the field. Like, yes. Look what he's doing this with. I'm not saying that to diminish anybody that's out there on a professional football field.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys are practice squad cast-offs
from other teams.
Yes, give him an O-line. Give him an O-line. I just want to see them with an offensive line.
Give him an O-line and a rushing game that then puts the defense on their heels because you've got a multifaceted attack.
Yes.
And see what he can do.
I really can't wait. I can't wait until these 14 picks this year. I don't think it's going to be that many. I think it'll be around 11. They're going to do some moving. 10, 11 picks, $130-plus million in salary cap. The hell with Saffin and Omar. Tell him I said it. I'm excited to see what Brian Flores does with a real roster.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. We're going to talk a lot of Dolphins, a lot of Hurricanes today. We're going to play Set Your Ass Down today. As we do every Monday. So we'll take a quick break here.
This is the time of year, fellas. If you've been thinking about getting engaged, go ahead and pop the question. You love her. She loves you. You got to lock her in until she leaves you for that tall, handsome, lovely dude over in accounting. Go to Beverly's Jewelers. It is your holiday engagement ring headquarters with a huge inventory of GIA certified diamonds. Beautiful diamonds, and their diamond experts will make it easy for you. And if you prefer lab-grown diamonds, which are identical to mine diamonds in every way except they're 40 to 60% less expenses, Beverly's has both. They are the leader in earth mine diamonds and lab grown diamonds, and whichever diamond you choose, you get that Beverly's low price guarantee. And I will tell you, you won't find the same diamond for less anywhere. That's the guarantee, and I am co-signing on it. I get all my wife's jewelry from Beverly's. If you're looking for that perfect gift, go to Beverly's. Rock her world with rock bottom prices. Beverly's has all the latest in trending fashion jewelry and incredible prices on those classic guys. Don't get caught up now. You can get some diamond stud earrings or a tennis bracelet for a woman, and she will love it. And Beverly's has the best prices on those classics and the custom design studio. Draw a picture of a piece of jewelry you like. Take a ring out of a magazine. Beverly's can design it right there and make your own custom jewelry at their custom design studio. Free gift wrapping, 12 months interest-free financing. They have two locations to go to that are going to watch out for you. One in Fort Lauderdale and one in Pembroke Pines. Beverly's Jewelers, for over 50 years, where South Florida gets engaged.
All right, we got to take a quick break and we'll come right back on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
We are live at Twin Peaks in Davie. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Crowder and I out here till 6 o'clock, and we've got a lot to cover. Dolphins, Hurricanes. We were just having a spirited conversation about Charlie Strong because Crowder loves Charlie Strong and he's been fired at USF. And I was saying that if Lane Kiffin ends up leaving FAU, I could see Charlie Strong becoming the head coach at FAU.
And when you first said it, it cut me because Charlie's too big for FAU. And then you talked it, and I'm like, you know what? Charlie might be an FAU guy.
It makes some
now.
Sense. Stay in Florida,
He was at UF for 10 years.
I get
and
you.
Then went to Texas.
Right. You're talking about the creme de la creme of college football.
And I'm not taking a shot at FAU, but it's not Texas.
Understood. But Lane Kiffin, I mean, look at, like, Lane Kiffin, if he decides to leave, he would have parlayed an FAU job into something big, right?
Yeah.
And Lane Kiffin has taken a reverse course, right?
Yeah. Didn't
he? He was –
he was the OC at Alabama for national champions.
But wasn't he a head coach at Oakland? Like, wasn't he an NFL head coach?
Yes,
and then he was a head coach at Tennessee?
Yes.
And then, like, I'm telling you, this dude went backwards.
I think he was a head coach at Tennessee for, like, 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah, something. He got out of there.
Ran through all the women.
That's what happened. He got to Knoxville and said, this is y'all's best.
We have a lot of stuff to get to. Tim Reynolds had tweeted out, there are 130 teams at the top level of college football. Okay, this is from Tim Reynolds. There are 130 teams at the top level of college football. Miami finished the regular season 130th in third down conversions, which is a terrible stat.
Yeah.
120th in rushing. 120th in red zone offense. 90th in total offense. 73rd in scoring offense. And then Tim Reynolds writes, and KJ Osborne is gone, and DJ Dallas may go. And so your offensive stats are already suspect at best, and now you're going to lose KJ Osborne and probably DJ Dallas as well. That's sobering.
You know, and it rolls right into what we were talking about with Charlie Strong being, you know, a national championship defensive coordinator with Florida, having that talent in Florida, then going to Texas, and Mack Brown left him nothing. And then Dan Enos now on the Miami side. He was a national championship OC with Greg McElwain and McElroy. Those guys were balling offensively. He comes to UM, and he's in the hundreds in every category.
I mean, crazy.
Is that on him? Because I will say this. I've seen Dan Enos call a national championship offensive game and score 40, and then he comes down here and can't pee a drop on any down in one of the worst running teams in the nation. Is that Dan Enos or is that the talent? Because I've seen Dan succeed.
Right. And you got to find out, obviously, because Manny Diaz, we saw him when he was just in control of the defense, and that was the only thing you were taking pride in the University of Miami. Mm-hmm. And then you go, okay, is it him? Is it the personnel? Did they have a couple bad games? What is it? I don't know. All right, we got to take a break because Brian Flores spoke with the media earlier. We covered that live, and then we got to catch up on the clock. So, Solana, I totally forgot that we start a simulcast at 3 o'clock. I'm just here yapping. I'm having the time of my life. I forgot we had a hard out. Well, we're going to screw this up. You'll have to figure it out with Dan Day. Go ahead, Crowder. Do whatever you
got
to do.
Publix got you this football season and the Dolphins home games, the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party. They've been going awesome. South and Southeast Corner, Hard Rock Stadium. You got to come to the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party. They pulled that out this football season. It's a great time between the South and Southeast Corner, Hard Rock Stadium. Food, games. We have a DJ. We have music, drinks. We have a bunch of folks out there having a good time. And some of that food includes the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. They pulled it out this football season in South Florida. The Miami Dolphin Pub Sub is crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It is delicious. Be the queen or king of all tailgates and watch party with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. Get that pub sub for your tailgate or your watch party. But Publix has it all. You've been eating cold cut sandwiches from Publix since you were a kid. The platters that feed dozens, drinks, iced beer, chips, snacks, sides, fried chicken, the rotisserie chickens, the chicken wings, they are all delicious. And busy moms, busy dads, I got to tell you about Publix.com, because Publix will deliver. I work like hell during the football season. I run around, but I want to have a date night. I want to hang out with my kids. I want to go to trick-or-treating. I want to have a good time with the kids, but I also want to tailgate. I also want to have a watch party. Go to Publix.com, order all your food, have your date night, go hang with the kids, and Publix will deliver your tailgating and watch party needs. Publix is a savior. Find all your tailgating and watch party needs at Publix and Publix.com, where shopping is a pleasure.
All right, quick break, and we'll come back with the Hogman and Crowder simulcast, even though it's going to be late.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.